And another story from Africa now. On New Year's Eve in Sudan, in the capital of Khartoum, an American diplomat, John Granville, was shot to death. His car was cut off by another car. Gunmen opened fire. The driver of his car was killed instantly, and Mr. Granville died later. It's not clear if he was the target or if the attack came simply because he was in a car with diplomatic plates.
John Granville was 33 years old. He had spent most of his career in Africa, first with the Peace Corps and then with USAID. We want to find out more about him, and so we turn to his friend, Ka Vang, who worked with him in Sudan. Ka Vang, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, John was working in Sudan. He was working for USAID. What was he doing there?
He was working on activities focused on democracy and governance, one of them being the census project that I am currently working on.
And is this in relation to the peace agreement?
Yes, this is all in support of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement for Sudan.
Okay. And how did you first meet John?
I met John in the fall of 2001. We went to graduate school together. I've known him since graduate school, and we both started working on Sudan together. It started with an internship in 2002, where we were sent to the Nuba Mountains.
And what was he like?
John was a very special person. He was very bright and very passionate about Africa and always knew that he wanted to work in Africa. He saw that there was a tremendous need there, and he had just decided that that's where, you know, he could use his skills and his knowledge to help try to bring about change.
Sudan is known as a dangerous place, but this must have come as a great shock to you.
Completely. I think that for all of us who work in Sudan, we know that there are risks involved, but this is the last thing that any of us ever thought would happen, and especially to someone like John, who was working so hard to support the peace agreement.
I understand you're at home in the States for the holidays, and you're going back?
Yes.
Do you worry about going back?
I do. I worry, and I'm a bit nervous and just still in shock about what has happened to him. I mean, to be honest, I never felt that my security was in danger.
So you worked with John this year on a census project. Mm-hmm. And just what was it like working with him? How was he in the field?
He was very personable. He was a wonderful speaker. Had a very commanding presence. You know, he was just very good at what he did, and he clearly enjoyed it and loved it, and you could see that. He was just, not only a great friend, but, you know, a wonderful colleague, and we were just very close.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're really missing him right now.
I am, and I will for a very long time.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us and sharing your memories of John with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Ka Vang. She was a friend of U.S. diplomat John Granville, who was shot to death in Sudan on New Year's Day.